The Relevant Radio Studio Line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about employment opportunities and their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/Forester. We continue with Morning Air here. It's Glenn in for John, talking about remaining charitable even when you don't feel like it. You might feel like you're a little challenged about that these days. Chris Bell joining us to talk about that. He's the founder of Good Counsel Homes, currently with homes in New York, New Jersey, as well as Alabama. Chris, great to have you along today.
Hey, thank you, Glenn. And don't forget Connecticut. We have a home in Norwalk, Connecticut as well.
Very good. Very good. Thanks for all your good work in all of those spaces. I tell you, this is an area that has to be a little bit of concern in light of the news of the past few weeks for all of those working in parishes or various apostolates and ministries, is that will people just get fed up with this religion thing and quit giving as much, even if they're still strongly believing, but they're just, well, they're going to kind of withhold a little bit. Tell us how to remain charitable and generous in heart and pocketbook at these times.
You're kind of asked the question, Glenn, and I think most people listening certainly understand the words of St. Paul, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. And if anybody does any reading in the history of the church, certainly if you know any of the saints, if you look at their lives, the times that they lived in, St. Vincent de Paul, for example, in France, at the time the government was falling apart, it was corrupt. The church was not much better. And the wars that France was involved in had led the farmers not to be able to plant fields. This is a hard thing to even say on the air today. But farmers were eating the deceased bodies of other farmers because they had no food. They couldn't plant. They couldn't eat. It was a terrible winter. And that's how bad it was. And yet, St. Vincent de Paul, we think of, we know, was a great saint. He brought great charitable work to the poor. He brought people who did have means to the hovels of the poor to bring them soup and clothing and support. And the reality also is, Glenn, and anybody who's done any work with the poor, who's given anything to the poor with their heart, certainly with their checkbook, it's necessary so we can support our good works. Ours, obviously, helping homeless mothers and babies who are often threatened, always threatened by abortion in our country today. But you know, when you give, and you give from the heart, and you do something directly to help someone who is in need, you feel better. You feel better. And that's the gift that God gives us. It's the economy of salvation that keeps giving. So when Ellie calls, and she's 18 years old, she grew up in foster care. Why did she grow up in foster care? Because her father died before she was born. Her mother was a drug addict and a prostitute and died before she was a teenager. And so Ellie was in more than two dozen different homes, and some of them were not so nice, where she was mistreated emotionally, physically, psychologically, certainly spiritually. And so by the time she turned 18, looking for love, real commitment in the wrong places with the wrong guy and not knowing any better, truly, truly in that sense, being innocent in terms of understanding the morality of life and love and conjugal love. So she's pregnant, and now she's got no place to go and nobody in the world who wants to care for her. So how does she find out about Good Counsel? She goes online. She's smart enough to look for pregnant homeless. And we pop up, you know, goodcounselhomes.org. It's one of the many sites that you will find when you put in pregnant and homeless anywhere in the country. And she called us. And, of course, we take her in because Good Counsel is there to take in any mother who's pregnant and in need, regardless of her background, regardless of her mental health or addiction issues, regardless of her immigration challenges. And so she comes in the door. And so I'm asking you who are listening to help us help Ellie. And I guarantee you, you will be blessed and you will feel better. And in our church and in our world, nobody is like the Blessed Virgin Mary. All of us fall short of the glory of God. All of us sin. and whether that sin is a great public scandal or a private, repetitive, you know, ugly thing that we're trying to root out of our lives, we know God's love and mercy is there, and we know God, who loves us infinitely, wants us to love each other and love our brothers and sisters, especially those who are in need today. And I have to tell you, I don't think there's anybody more in need than a baby in the womb of a mother who is totally dependent on that mother. And that mother might be mentally ill, might be homeless, might have been abused herself all her life. So can you help her? Glenn, what do you say? Do we have enough love to help somebody like that now?
We gotta. Chris Bell with Good Counsel Homes with us on Morning Air here on Relevant Radio. And Chris, like you said, nobody on the planet here is leading a perfect life, although we're striving for that. But giving to any good cause ultimately between us and God, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, that private giving, you know, the one who gives, you know, so his left hand doesn't know what his right hand is doing. Those gifts mean a lot. And again, I mean, I felt it myself, you know, especially when I have very little, to be able to offer something to somebody who has even less. And I'm sure there are people who are listening who they've stopped on their daily commute. They've passed somebody by in the street and they say, hey, can I get you a cup of coffee? Can I get you a sandwich? Can I get you a pizza? Or just stop for a moment and say, what is your name? And I will pray for you. And I tell you, when I do that, I almost always get somebody who says, I'm going to pray for you too, brother. You know, and it's part of the gift that the Lord has given us to be charitable. And here's the other challenge, Glenn, which I think we all face. When I don't feel like it, when I'm having a bad day, when I feel that anything I'm doing in life doesn't make a difference, or when I think the whole world is corrupt and it's just, you know, what's the point of this? Even though I believe in God, I just feel like this is a real valley of tears, and it's a dark valley, and I don't know where to turn next. If I can muster enough strength and courage to extend myself to somebody else in need. And I tell you, I've had the experience, and I'm sure other people have too, when I'm feeling down and then I get a call from somebody who maybe just lost a loved one, or somebody who just found out they have cancer, or somebody who is in a great need. And then you automatically shift gears to say, how can I help them? And in doing that, again, God gives a feeling of goodness and of usefulness and of joy that makes all my other troubles really vanish, because there's always somebody else out there who has more needs than I do. And again, I could tell you about a million of them, and they're mothers with children. And I may have mentioned Chandra before. I saw her one late Friday night. It was like 8 p.m., and she was up in our dining room in the Bronx, and she had just gotten off of work. And I looked at her and I said, well, at least you could sleep in tomorrow, right? And she said, oh, no, I go to work tomorrow, too. But then she smiled. Well, I have to tell you, she wasn't smiling the year before when she entered us, and she was pregnant, and she had a three-year-old daughter. And the reason she came to Good Counsel is that when she told the father of her children, both the one in utero and the daughter that was 3 years old, that she was pregnant again, he kicked her in the stomach. And he said he didn't want that baby and to get out of the house if she was going to have that baby. And she was feeling depressed. She was feeling super alone. She was wondering, how am I going to manage with two children and nobody to help me? And she didn't know what to turn. She didn't even know if she wanted to have that baby. Well, of course, at Good Counsel Homes, we held her hand. We prayed with her. We encouraged her. We sent her to get a home health aid certificate, which you can get in 2 months. So even before she gave birth, she had the certificate. Then she gave birth to a beautiful baby boy. And we liked the moms to bond for a couple of months after giving birth. And after that, she got a job in a snap, because there's such a demand for home health aides. And now, a year later, moms can stay at good council homes for a year or longer. She was thinking, gee, I really like what I'm doing. That's why she was working 6 days a week, even on Saturday. And she was then explained to me, I think I might like to go back to school to become a nurse because I think I have a facility with people who are sick and people who are old and people who have these needs. And her whole life had turned around. And her whole world had turned around. She was really happy with her two children. And she was a good mother with, you know, being good for two kids. And sometimes most of us don't know what we can do, what resources we have until we're faced with a challenge. And the challenge we're talking about today is the scandal in the church. The challenges that, you know, is anybody faithful, we might be thinking. Well, understand, again, remember, where St. Paul said, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. There are more saints around us than we might ever realize or know. But if we open our eyes and we pray ourselves, because the first person we have to get to heaven is ourself, and that means being faithful to Christ in every season, then we know that the Lord will bless us for sure.
Chris Bell with Good Counsel Homes. Find out more at goodcounselhomes.org. Thanks for your good work and encouragement for all of us to keep giving, knowing it's the right thing to do, not dependent on a feeling either. More of Morning Air continues next here on Relevant Radio and on the Relevant Radio app.